Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan McNeil. Danny Parkins.
Here we go!
Afternoons on The Score.
So we were thinking about places we could go if Harden wins so we don't get the Giannis bet, and if Auburn loses and we just have $400, we were thinking we would just go to the cheese farm for you.
Mineral Point, Wisconsin is our destination. The price of gas, the way it's gone up lately, we'll probably spend all $400.
Maybe we could buy three rounds of golf because Tanny doesn't play.
Good dress, you're playing golf today.
No, I'm not, Grandpa. I'm playing tennis.
You're playing golf, and you're going to like it.
All we have to do is pay a rider's fee for him. He doesn't play.
Titanium. Added 10 yards to my drive. Anyway, what am I going to do with it? I already got one, and Mr. Williams here, he don't play. Right?
Stupid the game.
Why don't you never no desire just
to what?
To play golf.
It's dumb. I wouldn't yuck another man's yum. It's just I didn't grow up playing it. I'm from the George Carlin school where I think that lot of land we better serve putting up a school or anything else.
Boring game for boring people. You ever watch golf on television? It's like watching flies. And a mindless game, mindless. Think of the intellect it must take to draw pleasure from this activity. Hitting a ball with a crooked stick and then walking after it.
I agree with almost everything that he said. Golf is unbelievably stupid, but I love it. You could do it with your spouse. You could do it with your buddies. You could do it while drinking on something.
Spouse golfing ain't so good.
I need this, okay? My wife, my job, my kids, every day is exactly the same. Oh, I go golfing on Sundays. I hate golf.
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
The McNeil and Parkins Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Golf's the best.
Golf is supposed to be a noun. I use it as a verb. I learned in watching the movie Spotlight, which won the Oscar for Best Picture just a few years ago, that, and I'd heard this a long time ago, but golfing is not a word. Golf cannot be a verb. You can't really go golfing. You can go play golf. You're looking at me like you'd rather argue more about David Bodie.
No, yes. Golfing has to be a word.
Oh, do you go baseballing?
No.
When you play baseball?
No.
Do you go basketballing?
No, but I go swimming.
Yeah.
So? It's also a country club sport?
Yes, it is.
So?
It is. I don't make the rules, Danny. I'm just regurgitating what the great Walter Robinson said. He was the managing. He was the editor of Spotlight, you know.
Even Golf Digest refrains from using the word golfing. Only real golfers use the noun form of the word, which typically follows the verb play, played, or playing. Playing golf.
See?
All right. That's just, everyone knows what you mean.
You know what? It's a tough language, ours.
Grammar,
it's
Richard,
not an easy language.
Here.
It's, yes, and I usually say I'm going golfing, but I've tried to say I'm playing golf instead.
I'm playing golf.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it. That made its appearance in there, yeah.
Yes,
it's not stupid. It's a great activity.
It's
great.
It's fine.
It's great.
It's fine. It's infuriating.
Yes, yes. Do you think David Bodie will shoot 400 this year?
I think David Bodie's probably a better golfer than you or me. That's what I think.
You're assuming that.
I am assuming that. Yeah. Good athlete, good hand-eye coordination, can hit a baseball hard.
Yeah.
Baseball's moving. Although you are playing very well this year.
So we'll see.
So maybe you're better than David
Bodie.
We'll see. That's fine. That David Bodie conversation really escalated quickly.
Well, it did. And there are a lot of people, most of them thinking you're nuts on this. But David does
really?
Get, yeah, at least what I've seen. Bodie does get some love, however. And if somebody wants to know why, Shep and I in particular, I would think he's not referring to you, hate David Bodie. Don't you remember that grand slam he hit? Yeah, I do. I remember lots of one-hit wonders.
What was this grand slam you speak of? I have no recollection.
We can relive that. We need a good Cubs moment here. Let's relive it.
2-2 on David Bodie, trying to come through.
And the pitch on the way. Bodie drives one in the air. Deep center field. Back goes Taylor. It's got a chance. It's a grand slam. A grand slam for David Bodie. And the Cubs have won the ball game. Can you believe it?
Wow. As soon as he hit it, he knew it was gone. He started pointing in the air. Cubs win in a grand slam. Oh, my.
Where's the Zackle?
David Bodie with a grand slam. The Cubs beat the Nationals. An incredible rally. What a finish. Just to the left of dead center. It looked like a low pitch down toward the knees. He got all of it.
He got all of that one.
Lock
him up until 2030. What are you doing with a one-year extension? Lock his ass up.
Two team options. I just see no downside. And this is a team that is not spending big money on baseball players, so I don't think they're just throwing them around money.
That's why some of our texters are put off by it. They do nothing in the offseason, and some people want to bring up other Cubs transgressions. The owner's daddy's behavior via email, standing behind Addison Russell. It all adds up, and then they do this today to celebrate David Bodie. It feels weird. That's all.
It is definitely out of nowhere and certainly unnecessary, because it's not like this was a pressing issue, but Bodie goes to management and says, hey, you guys interested in an extension? They say, sure. Cost certainty increases value for a team, for a player. We know what you're going to make. It's easier to trade you. It's not like he's getting a huge raise this year. The guy's making $950,000 this year. Mm-hmm. It's not like he gets $15 million per year or he gets it right now. It's not hurting their budget at all to give David Bodie a $200,000 raise. And, oh, by the way, they're club options when it gets to be seven and seven. So if he's not good, they don't pick it up.
If you missed some of this nonsense, Parkins,
it is total nonsense.
Submitting David Bodie will have at some point more than 400 plate appearances in a season, and I took some of that action, and some people are thinking I'm just stealing your money. It's good though that I would be stealing your money.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
how many years are we doing this till the length of the Cubs contract, or at any point in his career? Any point in his career? I'll bet against his career.
Okay, fine.
Sure.
Deal. Done. 400 plate appearances anytime in his career, $400.
Major league level.
Yeah, of course.
That's a major league level.
Yes, major league
level. Now that he's making major league money.
Yeah, there we go. Major league money, major league level, 400 plate appearances. It's locked in. We good? We all good on the David Bodie conversation for today's program?
Have we reloaded our account, Shep? You want to pop $2,000 in there?
I need Daddy Mac's credit card.
The information is on.
Is it
there.
All stored?
Yeah, okay. Just use the
$2,000.
Use the go $1,500, because then if it's two, they'll spit my credit card company. We'll flag it.
Can I also?
They do. They flag anything over $1,500. $1,500, I'm good with.
Should we
but
stay
I get they,
with the same site, or should we put this somewhere else?
Well, that's a good question too.
I also want to slightly object to redepositing is an admission of failure. Auburn could win this thing. That'd be $3,300.
All right, but until Monday night, we're sitting on what? We have $300 in there? We got no money.
What do we need to do between now and Monday?
Bet on David Bodie's props tonight. What's his over-under on total bases?
I don't think those exist. We got 300.
Not nearly high enough, I'll tell you that.
You guys are making it up.
We only have 400 plate appearances tonight alone.
That would be a record.
Scherzer's on the mound facing Bodie. Bump, bump, bump. Touch them all, trotting round. There goes Bodie.
The man's in a singing mood today. He wanted to sing about Yu Darvish. Now we got David Bodie.
I need your opinion on some Yu Darvish music.
Yu Darvish, that's a whole nother subject.
It is a whole nother one.
Okay.
A whole nother one.
Let's
take a call or two first. People actually want to get after you today.
Let's just rapid fire this. Dan and Crystal Lake, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. I do think it's great that the most lukewarm contract in the history of contract causes such a debate. It's awesome. Bodie, there's like no upside and there's no downside. He's just the worst thing he'll be is utility infielder, and the best thing he'll be is pretty good utility infielder. And I was trying to think of who you reminded me of, and it's Mike Fontenot from like a decade back. And
right-handed Mike Fontenot,
I'm going to line up to see this one.
The most the bats he ever had is 378, so your betting line is pretty spot
on. Ooh, nice.
So it's a pretty good line. But, yes, there's no upside, there's no downside. He's just a guy. So,
do you remember do you guys remember what Len Casper slapped on his business card?
On Mike Fontenot?
Yes.
No.
Do you know what he referred to him as? What
Lou
kind of
Fontenot?
Power?
Oh, wait,
no.
That was Lou.
He has what kind of power? He's got sneaky power.
I like
that.
Yeah,
yeah, that's Mike Fontenot. I'm almost positive. That was
the Little Riot, right?
Him. Yeah, yeah. The Little what?
The Little Riot?
Yeah.
He's like mini Terrio?
Yes, right. Baby Ryan Terrio.
LSU's finest, both of them.
I had a jersey. Jason and Lockwood.
I know.
Is that
right?
The most predictable thing that Parkins has ever admitted to?
He wore those jerseys on his many high school trips to Europe.
Jason in Lockport, you're on. You're not on. Can't do it. You're on the score. What are your David Bodie thoughts?
Watch David Bodie.
The only time
bats,
we take calls is David Bodie and can't do it. What's up, Jason?
Yeah. So if you look at it this way, they just burned 4 years and $36 million on Zobrist as their super utility guy. They think his glove plays all over the infield, and what you've just gotten was cost certainty for $12 million. Now, granted, he's not a professional hitter, but they love his launch angle. So if this guy turns out to be anything and hits 25 home runs, they stole him for the back 2 years of the contract. Worst comes to worst, they got cost certainty at $3 million a year for a guy they think can play all over and hit an occasional home run.
Jason, I'm with you.
I'll take the under on those 25 home runs while we're at it, too.
Yeah.
God.
How about burning money on Ben Zobrist, too, your World Series MVP whose contract expired at the end of the year? That burned money. What a waste.
Right. The story all year last year. Wow, he's aged better than we ever expected. Remember the guy that hit that double in the 10th inning in the World Series?
Yeah.
He was lighting money on fire with Ben Zobrist.
Love Ben Zobrist. Professional hitter. Ben Zobrist.
Yes, he is.
He doesn't have sneaky power. He's got real power.
Yeah, probably not 400 plate appearances anymore. He's getting old.
No, that's right. Right. We got to take those away from Bodie.
Can we get back to that Mike Fontenot jersey, please?
I think it was – I had a Ryan Terrio, if we're being totally transparent there, but there were plenty of Fontenot jerseys out there. If we're being totally transparent, I had the –
So you're lying.
I'm lying. Yeah, now I'm telling the truth. I was lying. It was for the joke for Fontenot. There were way too many of those at Wrigley Field. And, by the way, when he had 387, I'm assuming that team was awful. So I'm – right? Whenever Fontenot had 387 plate appearances.
The answer to your question is yes.
Yeah.
Are you sure, though?
That would be 06-ish, right?
07 or 08, didn't he get a – good amount
well,
of
if
run.
It was one of those years, they won 99 games one of those years.
Soriano was in the outfield by then, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure
there's a way we could look it up.
Baseball reference. Let your
so
fingers
far
do
away.
The walking, Mickey.
All right, well, you guys are
2009.
Doing
2009.
I can't spell Fontenot. That's the problem.
377 in 2009 with the Cubs.
Mm. Okay.
Good talk. Most dislikable Cubs team of my lifetime. Okay, maybe that's 04.
Yeah, I was going to say.
04 team.
Yeah, 04 team.
The 04 team.
Very
top
painful.
On down.
Last one, Alan Melrose Park. You're on the score.
If there was anything to this story, it would be that maybe they don't consider Addison Russell to be a good enough starter at shortstop, and they're maybe leading people into believing that this is the last that we'll see of Addison Russell at shortstop.
Yeah, I mean, I saw some people on Twitter suggesting that it could be Addison Russell insurance signing David Bodie. I think it's just that it's super cheap and it's super easy. You want to say something to me and Matt? Go ahead.
I'm so glad we opened up the phone lines rapid fire for this great bank
Danny
of calls.
Danny gave me this funniest facial expression with the Fonzie thumbs up.
I gave him a gift, the Brett Rambo gift, the thumbs up. This is going great.
Since we're on a winning streak, you guys should probably take a line four as soon as you can.
Oh boy,
awesome.
Here we go. Nearly. It's just keep coming.
Is any of that rye bourbon around here? Any rye whiskey? Kevin in Hillsdale, you're on the score.
Yeah, howdy guys.
Howdy.
I think the what we should really have done is the entire Cubs pitching staff just put into a room with the best hypnotist that they can find and just see what happens.
Why a hypnotist?
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
It makes me laugh.
Where is he touching you, Bill?
Why a hypnotist,
you're in a
Kevin?
Safe place, Bill.
I just think that they need their heads in a different place.
Okay. Good talk. See you out there.
Thank you, partner.
All right.
Howdy.
Thanks, Shep.
You're anytime. Dare I screen the one that's up?
No. You're good.
No, we're good.
You're
ample.
You're good.
Ample.
You're good. So big end.
Take calls from the audience.
Yeah, you. Yes, we did. We asked for it, and we got it. Yes, you called it a big game tonight. It's too early on the calendar.
I know.
For a big game. You know that. So
I know.
Stop saying it. Stop promulgating these rumors. That's not true. You're going to get everyone all panicked more than they already are.
Listen, I'm not panicked.
They need you to be the voice of reason, the calming influence. Let them know in Theo we trust.
That's normally my mantra.
Yeah, it should be. Don't depart from it.
All right, so Cubs fall to 1-4 with a loss tonight. Four games back of the Brewers who are 6-1.
Not a problem. Yeah. You just put that uniform out there tomorrow. It says Cubs on it. You're worth 95 wins. It worked last year when everything was falling apart.
Yeah.
Every element of the team collapsed at one point or another last year.
That's true.
And they still muscled out 95 wins. It says Cubs on the front, Danny.
I know it says Cubs on the front, Mac, you patronizing bastard. But it's just one of those things where this was supposed to be the team that had the hot start. Okay, I don't want to be talking about Joe Maddon's job security in April. It's nonsense. And if they get off to a bad start, it's just going to be really uncomfortable when you combine the urgency and Joe's contract
All right, if they lose, game two against Atlanta is tonight. They will wrap up the series same time tomorrow, and
yep.
Then you have the three games against the Brewers over the weekend in Milwaukee. If they drop all three series, I can promise you. Monday, we will hear that. There will be people who will be circling the wagons. They will be heading down to 1060 West Addison with pitchforks and torches, and they'll want Joe Maddon's head on a plate.
Thankfully,
they will.
Which is ridiculous, because I don't think he's at fault for any of this, and none of this it's four damn games. So that's all ridiculous, and it's only three series, and again, intellectually understand it, but it's the conflict of rational v. irrational in a season when they're talking about urgency and how guys could get traded in July if things go poorly. There's big-time pressure and big-time expectations on this team this season. Joe Maddon called that fun. We'll see if people think it's fun if they actually get off to a bad start.
He was very loose yesterday, and I'm glad to hear he was. I thought there might be a chance he would be uptight. He wasn't pushed. It was a very conversational first visit with Lawrence Holmes, who has the Cubs manager on every Tuesday at noon, just as Bernstein and McKnight had him on last year. He was more than happy to remind White Sox fans of the hellishness that was facing Grant Balfour of the Tampa Bay Rays 11 years ago.
Yes.
When the White Sox last won a playoff game. They beat Tampa in one of those games.
Okay.
Yeah, they won one.
But when Danks started.
Yep. Thanks. Danks was the winner. Yep.
What about Danks?
Yep. The Sox went 1-3 that postseason. The Cubs went 0-3. It was great to have them both in the playoffs. Once in my life. They won one of the seven games.
Chicago baseball in a nutshell. Texter asks if we are going to save this audio so on this day, 10 years from now, we can relive the David Bodie contract reaction.
Well, and Spieg, somebody brought up the Spiegel thing, a bet he and I made years ago that he wound up losing on cold weather sites for a Super Bowl. I said it'd never happen again, and we put the year's limit on it. The years have expired, and I don't even remember what the wager was, but he said he was donating that money to Turning Point Autism Foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he paid his bet?
He made a donation to Turning Point Autism Foundation.
Oh, so you don't think that he paid the bet?
He didn't pay me the money. I mean, it's nice of him to make a donation, but the bet was with me.
So you would have rather had the money instead of the donation.
I donate a portion of it. Yeah, a portion of Max Wynn versus Matt Spiegel benefits the Turning Point Autism Foundation. Sure, but I mean, I don't know.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You should have brought it up to him when he made you that offer.
I just did.
Okay.
You're right. It was like my jaw kind of dropped. Really? Is that how bets work? I donated the money to one of you. Really? Okay.
He was saying he was going to donate the money. I don't think he had already.
Thanks.
Was it you that had the Golden Tate bet with him? The Golden Tate versus Michael Floyd NFL career bet?
Oh, boy. It probably was. Although he and I both were big Golden Tate fans.
Okay.
We were both. I was convinced
was
Golden
Vandy.
Tate.
Vandy, I think, had Michael Floyd, and I don't know how they determined who had the better career. Probably it's Golden Tate, clearly.
Yes.
I don't know what ultimately would have determined.
Yeah. You remember I said I'd rather have Golden Tate than Jay Cutler in 09, when everybody laughed
at me.
Somebody's
still playing.
Yeah. And one of them is still playing. That's right.
It's probably still
a with the bull, young man. You remember get the
Golden
horns.
Tate caught that touchdown against the Bears in January.
You remember he said he ran sucked. The wrong route, didn't know it was coming, still caught it.
Had to improv because he ran the wrong. Yeah, yeah, that was fun.
A little bit. Okay. Someone says you should get a tax deduction on Spiegel's behalf with the bet. I right. like that. It's pretty good.
Right.
We'll take you up to the Cubs game next on the Score.
Q Darvish, that's a whole nother subject.
Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Don't miss your chance to watch Big Ten football at Ryan Field this fall as the Big Ten West champion Northwestern Wildcats host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Sing us a song, Mackie.
Did
man.
You? I will. Yes. Tom Thayer last night. Did you catch any of Bears All Access just real fast?
Not a word.
Okay. They had DeAndre
Houston Carson
on yesterday. Good old number 36. And I immediately remembered that and failed to acknowledge that when we were recognizing Chris Tannehill's Chris Widger birthday yesterday. Good old number 36. So I'm thinking about you, Darvish. And I'm thinking, all right. He seems to be the most polarizing guy in town right now, and he's a guy who Cubs fans are having very, very little tolerance with this year. If it continues to go bad, we need a song for you, Darvish. Now, what does you sound like in song? It sounds like it already is. You don't really need to doctor it much, do you?
No.
It's already you there don't. For hair. Hey, you. There's several songs that say, hey, you. Bachman Turner Overdrive did one of them on their fourth LP from Four Wheel Drive. Here's BTO. I want your opinion on which one I should go with. I haven't sung these yet. This is just raw. We'll get there. This is what they call a bridge. We can do a walk up with us talking about it. Here it comes.
Yeah.
You should have tried now. The music's gone now. You know the song?
Yeah, I know the song.
You've heard the song.
Doesn't it? You ain't seen nothing yet?
Oh, that's a different one, yeah.
Oh,
see,
damn.
We could do a Bachman Turner Overdrive album for Hugh Darvish.
Is that the same group that I just...
Yes, that's the same group.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That is...
That would
lucky.
Be. That would be.
They
on
only a, know a few notes. Like, what the hell is that?
I thought it was the same
I
song.
Thought it's
no.
exactly what I said.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Appeared on their second album, Bachman Turner Overdrive 2, which also featured the hit "Taking Care of Business."
Okay.
No, I think You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet was on Not Fragile. Record number doesn't matter. This is the one I lean toward, though. I think this one is more well known. See, well known is big to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not everything, but I would prefer a high percentage of people know the songs. It's Pink Floyd. It's a little darker.
Hey, out there on your own, sitting naked by the phone, would you touch me?
You know this one, right?
Sure.
Hey you, with your ear against the wall, waiting for someone to call out, would you touch me?
I like that one. That's easy to write, too.
Hey you, would you help me to carry the stone?
Q Darvish, that's a whole nother subject.
I feel like there's limitless.
Yeah.
We could do a different U Darvish parody for every outing.
Yeah.
If you're just doing the hook.
I just right. You is out there all over the place.
Just doing that thing you do.
Yeah. I kinda like the Pink Floyd.
I think it all comes down to your lyrics and what your message is. Like sometimes, you know, the U Darvish parody is about being a bit of a head case and being fragile sometimes. I like this one. That works.
I can sing that one too, because that's just belting it. Daltrey just belts Who Are You. That's easy.
I mean, I hit the Daltrey on the Mitch album, so if you need inspiration, I'm happy to help.
That's what you're calling that. Yeah, you actually did get up there.
I got there
somebody
a little bit.
Squeezed your newt sack.
Yeah, and you know, it's a little bit of selective editing, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm available for any and all inspiration. But I don't think you'll lack any songs that or you'll be lacking for material with the word you in it. There's a lot of them.
Yeah. I
there's
think,
love songs if
oh,
he's doing
sure
good.
There are. Yeah.
There's, you know,
yeah.
angry songs.
Yeah. Texters are favoring Floyd. So
that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. One guy wanting to get high with me.
Oh, that's
God,
a...
God, I'd love to smoke with you, Mac.
Does that surprise you in any way?
After playing Floyd, absolutely not.
I would hope not. So I'm going to the Hawks game tonight.
Yeah.
They're out of it.
The Hawks?
The Hawks.
Ooh, the Hawks?
Yeah, the Hawks.
The Hawks?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I think Connor's going, Shane's going, a bunch of us going in the David Hochberg suite, so excited about that. But it's going to be kind of fun. It's like exhibition hockey. No, you know, just go, yeah, enjoy the sweet
exhibition
life.
Exhibition hockey is best when sampled in September.
I know, but yeah, I'm just saying.
It's perfect for you. It's a sponsor event. You're there to glad hand. You don't need to watch any hockey.
I like in-person hockey, even if there's no stakes attached to it. It's always impressive, mm-hmm. So it'll be a good time. And, we shift our attention to next year where we're going to have at least one winner tenant in the playoffs. Right? The over-under is 0.5.
I sure hope so. I just, I'm still getting my head around a second consecutive spring with no playoff hockey. And the last time we saw them, it was in the playoffs. It was a colossal disappointment. They got beaten straight sets by the Predators.
Yeah.
Weren't in any of the four games. There were some close scores, but they weren't in any of them.
No, thoroughly outplayed and looked noticeably slow, even to the untrained hockey eye.
After finishing with the one seed in the Western Conference, just further goes to show you what those seeds mean in the NHL's postseason.
And it's funny because it's easier to turn it around quick if you get lucky in the NBA. But I think it's undeniable that the Hawks are much closer to being back in the playoffs. Even if the Bulls got lucky and got Ja Morant or Zion Williamson or whatever, in terms of which team gets back to the playoffs first, the Hawks clearly still have really damn good players, MVP caliber candidates. So they've got a better shot to get back.
And Alex DeBrincat had a step up to the next level season offensively. Anytime a guy scores 40 goals, I don't think it's fair to say you can pencil him in for 40 again next year.
We love penciling guys in.
That's an accomplishment that not a lot of Blackhawks have achieved. And I think it's terrific. I think there's a lot of reasons why the Hawks' arrow points up. And I look forward to seeing what they can do in the offseason. John Weideman with us earlier in the day pointed out something. It was really good inside geeky hockey on where he believes the Hawks need to make their biggest improvement. And he pointed to losing faceoffs in their own zone while on the penalty kill. Very specific. It's not just, hey, we got to win more faceoffs. It's we have to win more faceoffs in our own zone. And he pointed to the guy a lot of us have kind of taken to, and that's Dylan Strome, the 21-year-old centerman they got in the Arizona trade. A lot of guys have high expectations, but he in particular, John pointed out, was not as good as anticipated from that standpoint. He's a little bit below the 50% mark. Taves is the only guy on the season who's playing the center position who's winning faceoffs with regular.
That'll do it.
Texter suggesting you Darvish parodies, Mac. How about I Got You, Babe, Sonny and Cher. We Will Rock You. That's pretty appropriate.
Oh, that's appropriate for the other team,
in terms of opposition there.
Yeah.
Instead of You Ought to Know, You Ought to Throw.
Oh, I like that. Get a little Alanis Morissette into the mix because everybody loves an angry Canadian teenage chick.
And then instead of Hey Jude, Hey You from the Beatles.
That's been done so many times, though. It can be done again. Some of them are worth doing again.
Did you do a Cato June song to Hey Jude? Was that Harry?
That's Harry. I think Harry. That stayed on the cutting room floor, though. I don't think it ever made the air.
Caller number 14 on the Scores contest line, 312-591-6700. You win tickets to see Adam Sandler at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater June 1st. 312-591-6700. And again, come out, see all of your Score lineup tomorrow. We are in the lobby of 1-2 Prue, East Randolph, back to baseball live broadcast. Mully and Haw kick us off 5-9, then Bernstein and McKnight, then Lawrence Holmes, then us. Guests in person all day, Redemption Rye Whiskey, Sweetwater Tavern and Grill. We will be in the lobby all day tomorrow, Mac.
A remote
broadcast.
Stop by and say hello.
It'll be great. Be in the lobby tomorrow. Sahadev Sharma is going to be on the show with us in person at 3 o'clock. I know Jason Benetti's coming by.
To celebrate the David Bodie extension.
That's exactly right, and we all should be celebrating. We had John Weideman on the show today. We had John Morosi on the show today. Nick Szczepkowski, our executive producer. Chris Tannehill, fantastic work as always. Cubs baseball coming up next. For Dan McNeil, I'm Danny Parkins. That makes us McNeil and Parkins. This is The Score.
It was great radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.